This Next Realm podcast is presented by Roback Activewear. From performance polos to the performance hoodies and the performance Q-zips, Roback is the best fit and the best fill. Use code TNR20 at Roback.com for 20% off your first order. That's R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. 20% off all polos, hoodies, and Q-zips with the code TNR20. And make sure to check out the Roback print polos. They have you feeling good all year round.
We can't turn the black cock black. We can't turn the clock back.
Wow.
I know it's after midnight. We can't turn the clock back and turn it back into the mid-80s and put on a Whitey Herzog team.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
And a little slip of the tongue by our buddy Tom Hart there and the Vandy Whistler in the background.
Yeah, you can barely hear it. That's the whole game, right?
Yeah, the entire game. The That's SEC ridiculous. Counted 370 times, I think.
327 sets of whistles, so sets not just whistles. One whistle. Yeah. Forster has the scorecard. They kept this going last night. So he started off with 10 in the first inning, 14 in the second inning. And I'm right as you look at this, Forster. He gets more whistly as it goes on.
Yeah. Well, that ninth inning, he got after it.
Mike, it was the eighth inning where they had to carry it all the way out. Yeah. I mean, what the hell was going on in the eighth inning?
A lot of whistling.
I mean, that guy was whistling.
Yeah.
That's when they had to turn back the clock, right? Was that the eighth inning?
Yeah.
327 sets of whistles. How many did you get? They were counting up there at the press box. Way to go, Chuck Dunlap and the fine folks at the SEC.
Give that man a raise for counting those.
Love Tom Hart. Yeah, he's one of the best.
Oh, Tom's the best, man. Hey, when it comes to home equity, bigger is always better. Interesting read
there
after that. Yes, bigger is always better. Our friends at Mortgage Right have a program to help you gain more home equity while paying less out of your pocket. MortgageRight.com/TNR is where you go. MortgageRight.com/TNR. NMLS 2239. Equal housing lender. We start in Burrillville, Rhode Island.
Where?
Burrillville, Rhode Island. Would you go camping at the Conjuring House? Have you ever seen The Conjuring?
Hell no. I haven't seen it, but I'm not going to go into that house.
The outdoor camping experience available in the home made famous by the 2013 horror movie. And Rockstar is showing you, Scott showing you a photo of it there.
No way. No way. I mean, Hansel and Gretel went into a house like that and never came out.
Their house was a little different. Their house was tasty.
Yeah, they ate it to death, right?
Yeah.
The house is located in the small Rhode Island town of Burrillville, and it is allegedly, they say, haunted. Here's what they say. This is your chance to experience what has earned the Conjuring House its legendary status. The spirits are calling. Are you brave enough to answer?
No.
The ultimate paranormal outdoor adventure incorporates ghost and camping, what is being dubbed as camping. Ghost and camping.
Terrible.
It is awful.
Like goping or something.
Guests need to pack their bags, a whole lot of courage, and get ready for paranormal activity. The house was made famous for the Ed and Lorraine Warren case files, the actual home of the Perrin family hauntings. They lived there throughout the 1970s and claimed they witnessed paranormal activity.
Well, I mean, look, just the door.
Oh, it looks awful.
Looks like it has a wooden door that covers up everything, like boards you in there.
Locks you from the inside.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was on a road trip, I wouldn't stop taking a leak in that yard.
Is
I'd
that
just
a grill
keep on
in the
moving.
Front? What is that? Is that gas? Or
I don't know. It does look like a gas grill. Zoom in a little bit.
You have to dispose of the evidence somehow, guys.
Oh, that's not. Yeah, it is a gas grill. Yeah. I mean.
Where do you want it? Just outside the front door.
I mean, what are we doing with the weeds, though, around the house there? What's that right next to the.
I mean, we'll cut the grass. They got a gas grill. I mean, that's the worst part of it, Rockstars. I don't get to cook on charcoal.
Do they even have a termite bond?
Hey, records were recently smashed at the Falmouth. It's Falmouth Rockstars or Falmouth? Falmouth, I think. Falmouth Worm Charming Championships. Competitors managed to charm a staggering 260 worms out of the ground using a combination of musical instruments, garden tools, interpretive dance, and utter madness.
I'm going to bet the garden tools help most in that. I mean, give me the list of how they get them out of the ground again, Brown.
Musical instruments, garden tools, interpretive dance, and utter madness.
Yeah.
That's what I'm told.
You can't, I think that the hitch is you have to convince them to come out. You can't get dig your hands there and pull them out. You have to play music or tap on the soil, and it's an event, and it's very intriguing. My mama's a worm judge.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say, though, that one girl was holding a hoe there. Now, that girl is smoking pot.
Yeah.
What is she doing?
She's blowing
well,
something.
Well, I believe that's her instrument. She's trying to get a worm to come out.
Okay.
And everybody's having so much fun.
So one thing that didn't prevent this is these people having a social life. They were able to do this at any point. And I think another thing that didn't...
Well, he looks like he's driving a spike into the ground.
Another thing that didn't come out of this was anybody getting a date. Worm
I
charming.
I don't know, Brown.
These are the people that are talking to the worms. They're kind of coercing
them to
come out.
These people are legit crazy.
Yeah.
Worm charming, worm grunting, and worm fiddling are all terms described the act of enticing earthworms to surface in the soil.
Brown, now we come from a culture that sticks our arms while standing in water under a big rock.
I don't understand that.
And let's say entire catfish clamp down on the arm and pull it up.
Somebody sent us a girl that does it, and she's become TikTok or Instagram famous or something. We need to get on the show.
It has come across my timeline. She's pretty amazing.
Yeah, let's try to
get
her.
She's local, I believe.
No, that's what I said. Yeah. She's an Alabama girl. Yeah. A Georgia inmate has gone Shawshank Redemption on us, Jimmy D. He's tunneled through the wall of a jail facility in Fulton County, Georgia, in an attempt to harm a man in a neighboring cell. You got to dig the other way and get out. You don't want to just go cell to cell.
He pissed me off, though.
Kavion Thomas allegedly dug a hole through a wall in a shower stall at Rice Street Jail May 17th.
I mean, how is that going? Is he like, I'm telling you, by next week, I'm That's going right. to kick your ass. Yeah,
you better shut up. I'm almost there.
You hear it? One spoon at a time.
One spoon at a time, man.
Yeah, but if you're that other cell, once that block crumbles and falls in your cell, how bad do you feel? Like, uh-oh.
You see that eyeball?
Yeah.
Are you still in there, you slimy you-know-what?
He got into the adjacent cell block, then he launched an attack on DeAndre Russell, another inmate at Fulton County Sheriff's Office. Thomas stabbed him multiple times once he successfully entered Russell's cell, according to the release. Russell sustained superficial stab wounds to his upper body, treated in the medical unit for the jail, officials said.
I mean, that's a small hole to get in.
Yeah, I don't see how he got through that hole.
I mean, it could have been with like you just get your arm through and trying to stab him.
Yeah, after the incident, officers checked both cells and discovered several weapons in both cells. So
shocker.
Yeah, I know.
All I'm saying is if he can only get his arm through that, unless he's Manute Bol, I think I've got room in my cell to stay on the other side of the cell.
Yeah, I know. I don't see how he got that
close. I'm not going to want to go to the shower or the commissary. Is that a word? Or wherever,
commissary, yeah.
Wherever you go when you have to leave the cell, the yard. I don't want to do any of that stuff the next day, but I think I could avoid the arm through the hole there.
So this is a trend I'm not for. I'm just going to go and tell you, okay? Gen Z has canceled skinny jeans. The men of TikTok have finally caught on skinny jeans are ick. That's to say they're out, uncool, cringeworthy, totally yesterday. I was talking about on women. This is talking about men?
Yep.
I'm not going to wear skinny jeans.
Oh, you got to see the alternative, what we're doing.
All right, so you're showing us a photo of skinny jeans, right?
I have a couple of pair. I like them.
Anything that says slim fit in the pants is bad news for me. It just fits slim in all the wrong places.
Okay.
I mean, it fits fine in the hip, but I mean, just waist down, I'm a little thicker than I should be. I get
not should be. You just have
I got a large
defined thighs and calves.
Yeah. What are you laughing at?
I mean, just to hear you two. Keep going.
I have skinny legs?
He has said that over the years that it's hard for him to find. I mean, if you listen to the show, Rockstar, it's hard for him to find pants.
Yeah, I'm a 36 in the waist, but a lot of times
they get over his calves.
Yeah, if it says slim fit, they're going to be just too tight. I mean, they'll fit, but I don't like the way they fit.
He does not miss calf day.
Yeah, no. I don't skimp on leg day. Gen Z has already denounced the slim-fitting denim for women. That was the part I was talking about I didn't like.
You're into that.
And now men are following suit by trading their skinny jeans for baggier trousers. It's a TikTok trend, and Rockstar's about to show us what it looks like. Men showing their style transformations after ridding their wardrobe. I ain't wearing those.
No, thank you. That's new.
No, thank you.
Shoes make it, Kramer.
Yeah, not going to happen. I am not wearing those. That looks ridiculous.
And I mean, Ellen wore that on the air for 11 years on her show.
I don't wear a lot of pants to begin with. I mean, about the only place I wear pants are to church. And when I'm, in pants season, I'm just normally in blue jeans.
I just don't like things. Now, I grew up in a different generation than you guys. So in the 70s, our jeans and pants were, they weren't technically bell bottoms, though there was at one point they were bell bottoms, but they were wide at the bottom, and I just don't like things to be wide at the bottom when I'm walking. You know, I like them to be tight around my ankles.
Yeah, there's a happy medium.
Tapered and pleated.
Yeah.
With an iron. I get those.
I just don't like it flapping around.
I mean, the first day, the fabric, the first day it hits about 75 all the way through October. I'm shorts. That's pretty much what I do. Finally, I saw this yesterday, Rockstar. I didn't know it was going to end up on trash, but this woman was getting destroyed to the point that I got to wonder if it's a bit.
What?
Well, would you? I would not want to make that a bit. So like not knowing who Charles Barkley is.
Tell me more.
This woman has revealed the worst things about being married to a millionaire. Now, it calls her a kept woman. What is your definition of a kept woman?
I don't work, and someone else pays for everything.
Okay. So, Rockstar is going to show you a photo of her with a building growing out of her head.
But if you're married, I don't consider you a kept woman.
That's Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
Well, you know, over there, it's a little bit different. So, yeah. She could be kept over there. That might have been an arranged marriage. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's just a traveling pick.
You know, she could be one of several wives in some cultures.
So she says part of the thing about being married to a millionaire that sucks is having to look good all the time, always traveling and never being able to drive herself anywhere. I mean, I don't know how she survives.
Me either.
Linda Andrade dubs herself the original Dubai housewife. She's just 23. She took TikTok earlier this month to open up to her followers about the pitfalls of being a rich wife. She told those watching that the novelty of riches can soon wear off, and it's seemingly already fed up of food always being a show, being brought too much stuff by her husband, and admits she's scared of getting robbed. She started the footage by saying that she was scared about getting robbed while sharing short clips of her luxurious designer bags and glistening Cartier and Van Cleef jewelry.
I mean, this is over the top and stupid, but I do want to know what she's talking about. When I would imagine if you have anything you want money wise that if you have any kind of soul in your body at all, there is part of you that would be like, man, can we just go to Champy's real quick and have some fried chicken and just walk in in our sweatpants?
I mean, that's
and
it on you. That's
and it
on
doesn't
you
have for, to be a butler and somebody pulling a silver tray off
but
of
I have
something.
To take this picture of the Rolls Royce real
that's
quick.
Right. But that's on you, man. You got that choice. Just do it. Just do it, man. She was says she always has to look 10 out of 10 all the time. That was shared with a clip of her getting a trim of a hairdresser and shopping at Victoria's Secret.
But for instance, who's the most popular entertainer in America right now? Like, you can't leave and walk out to your car.
Taylor Swift.
Is it Taylor Swift? We'll use Taylor as an example. So if she's going to leave wherever she lives in New York just to walk out to the car.
Like, you can't go to the gas station.
Well, I know.
You can't
just actually
put on a hat.
I saw on TikTok a video of her coming out of her apartment and getting in a car. And I mean, they've got barricades up, and it's just people everywhere just waiting and just to see her. Like, she doesn't stop and sign autographs, take photos. She just walks from her front door of her town home or whatever it is into a car.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I would take the money and deal with it.
Well, I'm sure it's got.
But I'm just saying, I don't think this girl is hitting the notes I want to hit. But to me, if I was in that situation, or if I was the president of the United States, any party, I mean, you can't, once you become the president of the United States, your life is different forever. And there's some of that is good, but you know, sometimes you just like to, you know, roll down to the local, you know, bar and have a drink with the guys and watch the game. And you just can't
do that.
You don't
get
anymore.
To do that. Yeah. Well, I mean, again, when you run for president, you know that's going to happen. I guess maybe she didn't know marrying some rich fella she was going to run into all this crap.
Well, she had to have an Instagram account that she shows off all
that's
her
right.
jewelry. Like, I didn't know I was
going
to do that,
like
but
half
I have to because they expect it now.
Now, again, her aside, but there is she is saying some things that I would imagine if you've got all the money in the world, there are some downsides.
The old girl goes on to say that she gets too much food and she's picky, that women want her man. Her man buys her too much stuff.
They want that man?
Oh, is that her is that her husband?
Yeah, he's very natural.
He looks like somebody. Who does he look like? I wonder how do he make his money, Rockstar? You got any idea?
Well, I think it was Bitcoin. I think it's something like
cryptocurrency
or something.
Yeah. One of the final problems she shared is we're always traveling and I'm tired while showing a clip of a person thought to be her husband playfully riding a jet ski.
What were y'all doing with that jet ski? We were playfully riding it.
Yes, I'm tired.
I'm going to ask you not to post any of those on social media, please.
Now, I got to tell you, man, I'm with Jay. Her old boy looks like another woman. I don't know if there was some transition or something there, but that looks like a female.
No, I think that's your typical. I've got all the money in the world, so I can get a girl out of my league. Not as far out of the league as she thinks she is, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's overplayed her hand just a little bit on that 10 out of 10.
Like, he's done too much with his hair.
Yeah.
His eyebrows are, you know, not shaped right.
Yep.
He's whitened his teeth. His Botox is out of whack.
Jim, are you going to pick him apart?
No.
And he's right. What, probably 26?
The hair part is the most bothersome thing to me. It's a weird hair part he's got.
But, yeah.
You know.
Stacked high, too.
Yeah.
Is that it?
There you go. That's trash. Poor old girl. I hope she survives, man. I'll tell you what. If she wants to get a new house there to try to, you know, hide some of that, not travel as much, she can go to our friends at Mortgage Right. They'll be happy to help her. You all need a little help sometimes. Mortgage Right ready to lend you a hand with their down payment assistant program. You can learn more by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR and MortgageRight.com/TNR. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.